So we're on Daf Tazayin Amud Beis. Umamar Esther Kayem Umamar Esther in Divrei Tzomos Lo. It's because the Pasuk reads where's the Pasuk? Doesn't bring the whole Pasuk down. The Pasuk reads Esther. So it's mashma that just Mamar Esther they kept, not the fast. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hachikomer, Divrei Hatzamos, Umamar Esther Kiyam. You have to add, like, sort of add a vav. Everything was kept. This is the last pasuk in the Megillah. Lerov echav below lekol echav. Fascinating Gemara that we don't have time to explore, but it's something that you must think about. After the entire Nes of Purim, Mordechai at Tzadik, in his contemporaries at the time of the Nes, not all of them were pleased with him. And we're talking about Mordechai's contemporaries. We're talking about the Anshei Knesset Zagadola. Malamit Shepirshu Memenu Miksas Sanhedrin. We learned that a portion of the Sanhedrin separated themselves from him. Amar Rav Yosef Gadol Talmud Torah, Yosef Meir Tzolos Nefashos. And greater is because he didn't learn Torah. You know, he had to be busy with communal affairs, and he was mevatel Torah. And there's no excuse for that. Well, I Klal Yisrael was saved. I hear. I don't know the answer. Amar Rav Yosef Gadol Talmud Torah, Yosef Meir Tzolos Nefashos. Talmud Torah is greater than Hatzolos Nefashos. The Meikara Chashiv Le Lemordechai Basar Dalid Ulubsof Basar Chamisha. Because originally when it was counted, he was number 4 in the list of Sanhedrin. And later on, he became 5. Meikara, Kiksiv Asher Bo, Im Ziru Bevel, Yeshua, Nechemiah, Saras, Sroya, Realoya, Mordechai, Bilshan, right? It says Mordechai after Realoya. And then Mordechai Bilshan. Learning Torah precedes building the Beis HaMikdash. It calls Manshi Baruch ben Nuria Kayam Lahonicho Ezra Va'ala. As long as Baruch Banir was around, Ezra, they did not leave and go up. And,
is this going to be understood in the Gadda as a Gadda, or is this
one? What was that? What are you asking?
Is this supposed to be a Gadda, or is it supposed to be taken literally?
I don't understand that question.
Are we literally supposed to learn Torah instead of saving someone's life?
No, absolutely not. Okay. It doesn't say that. It says it's greater, meaning, let's say you have to save a life, and you have to leave Torah. So you have to save the life, and if you don't, you're a Russia. But that act of saving life, as great as it is, learning Torah is greater when you have to learn Torah. In other words, when you have to save a life and you have to learn Torah, they're two different times. Now let's weigh the two. But now you're asking a question, if Talmud Torah is greater, then shouldn't that proceed? That's not true. There's a rule book. The Torah says not that way. The Torah says you have to leave that oh my gosh, greatly important item and go save a life. And if you don't, you're a Rasha and a Rotzeach and a Al Tamar Adam Nafshach and you're terrible and you're evil and cruel.
So why were they all upset and mortified? Because the name is
strong word. I would assume the same, this is I'm just thinking now as I'm speaking, the same way Mordechai told Esther, Rebach Vatzal Yamar Lehudim Mimokam Acher, that Hashem, Klal Yisrael will survive. It didn't have to be through Mordechai, it could have been through something else. Mordechai says, well, what's my heter? I can learn, I'm the Lador, so I slap it. I don't know. That would be probably the beginnings of the debate. We're talking about a machlokus and learning here. Mordechai paskened his way, others didn't, so I don't know what that machlokus was. Surely, they were not fools. And surely the people who learned Torah understood that Torah is only in as much as there's an Nes HaPurim. They knew that just like we know that there's a... Surely. Right? So, but I'm glad you're asking the question, but surely you're not going to take from here that these... Oh, here's what it is. Mordechai was more like sort of, let's say, the Yesh Atid party. And the other... It's Chacham were more like the Charedim. And they missed the boat because they were busy learning Torah. And meanwhile, he saved Klal Yisrael. That's not the pshat. I mean, if you want it to be the pshat because it fits with your narrative, then take that. Take the Gemara and make it your pshat. We call that
Apikorsis?
Megalah panam shlo kalacha. I didn't say that. We call it Megalah. Mordechai was just. That's correct. That's absolutely true, as we keep Purim. But the Sanhedrin didn't. They saw Purim. And by the way, the Sanhedrin were part of the people that enacted Purim. You needed the Anshei Knesset Gedolah who had Purim the next year.
But it wasn't the entire Sanhedrin. It's
Pirshu Mixas Sanhedrin. Mixas Sanhedrin. Mixas Sanhedrin. Mixas. I'm just saying, but those Mixas Sanhedrin weren't considered fanatics. They had a position. We didn't pass them like them, clearly. But that's a position that needs to be dealt with. It's not a. It's a pasuk. Mordechai wrote it in the Megillah. Mordechai wrote Rov Echa. Mordechai wrote it as a pasuk in the Torah to be written in the Gemara. There's this. There's an element of Klal Yisrael that disagreed with it. I mean, it is a powerful Gemara. It certainly should provoke thought. It is an incredibly powerful, thought-provoking Gemara. But it doesn't mean. Don't use it to. You can use it after you understand it, whatever you want. But don't just. You know, you can plug things in because it sounds cool. It is one of those days. You have no idea how much it's one of those days. Where is everybody at one of these days? One of these days.
Oh, you're right.